Log Talk Radio.
Someone just worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
What's up, bro?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Come on, just worship him.
Come on. Thank you, Father. Come on, open up your mouths. Come on. Thank you, Father. The Father's in the house. He's in the house. That's it. Father. The Greek word for father is pater. That word simply means protector and provider. I'm reminded of an incident of two children in the backyard, and they were in a fight. And the mother came to the door, and she went down the steps, and she tried to break the fight up, and it just got intense because all the children in the neighborhood, they were just fighting. And so the mother stuck her head back in the house, and she called for the father. She called him by the name and she said, Donnie. Donnie came to the door and he never said a word. He just stood there. As soon as he walked to the door, all the children just stopped fighting. As soon as he got there, never lifted a finger. They just picked up their book satchels and picked up their pencils and piece of paper. The little girls were braiding their hair back, and they just went on about their way. That man by the name of Donnie was my father. Those two little children were me and Minister Harper, Pastor Harper. My father never had to say a word, but his presence had a way of calming things down. And it's something about knowing the Father. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you may be going through a spiritual battle right now, and the devil may be fighting you on every side. But I dare you just to call on the Father. And the devil, when the father shows up, will pick up his little toys and his little weapons and his little instruments. He'll never have to say a word, but it's just his presence. Oh, I wish I could get some help up in here. Do I have anybody in this place that's willing to worship the Father tonight? Hallelujah. Lift those hands to the Lord.
Father, me in your arms, Father, wrap me in your arms, Father, wrap me in your arms. And father me, father, wrap me in your arms, father, wrap me in your arms. Father, wrap me in your arms. Father, wrap me in your arms. Father, Father.
deliver me. Come on, lift those hands to Jesus. Lift those hands. Say it with me. Say it with me.
Father,
can I get any worshipers in the house? Come on, you may be wounded, you may be hurt, you may be left alone. But he can be a father to you. Let him wrap his arms around you. Come on, just open your mouth. I don't care where you are. Come on, talk to him. Father, wrap me.
Tonight, you may be left alone. Your natural daddy may be gone. Your natural father may be gone. But come on, let our heavenly Father wrap his arms around you and let him love you right there. Come on, come on, come on. Just talk to him. Lift those hands. Come on and say, Father me. Father me, yeah. Father me, yeah. Take me in your arms. Hold me. Love me. Father me, yes. Protect me. Provide for me. Love me. Cover me. Heal me. Father 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 me. Worship him. Come on, just worship him. Come on, just worship him. Come on, just worship and worship and worship and worship him. Come on, come on. Come on, you've been without long enough, but the Father is here tonight. You've been without protection long enough, but the Father is here tonight. Some folks been messed over you and picked on you, and folks been just done you wrong, but the Father's here tonight. He's here to pick you up, and he's here to put a little alcohol and little mercurial foam on your leg, and he want to heal you. He want to make it feel good and make it all better. Come on, let the Father just love you tonight. Come on, let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Let him love you. Come on, tell him, Father me. Father me. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, lift those hands to the Lord. Come on, lift those hands up high. Lift them up. The devil wants you to do it. Come on, but the Father is on the scene. I don't care who started the fight, but you're about to win. You're about to get the victory, because the Father, he's on the scene. Every devil's got to go. Every demon's got to go, because the Father is on the scene.
And tell the Lord yes. yeah, Jesus. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher.
There is more that I require of thee.
He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry places. I'm calling you out of your dry places. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher.
Gonna tell God yes. Make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really gonna tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. My soul.
Right where you are, just gonna lift up your hands and begin to worship your God. And if there's a yes in your spirit, begin to tell the Lord yes, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, to your way, Lord, yes, to your plans, Lord. She said, I may have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. She said, I may have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You get to a point where you say, you mean the world to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life. That's why I can say yes. Right where you are, just begin to say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your plan, God. Yes to your purpose, God. Yes to your design, God. Yes to your thoughts towards my life, God. Yes to God, your plan towards me, God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes to your direction, God. Yes to your instructions, God. Yes, Lord, give me an ear that I hear, Father. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Begin to say yes, 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 yes. I say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes, I will serve you and obey. I say, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord God. Father, I've been doing all kind of other stuff, man, and we've been moving all kind of other ways. We've been doing it as a whole, as a generation, as a people, as a society. But tonight, God, we as your children, we say, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, to your way, yes, to your plan, yes, to your instructions. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, God. If you say to God, yes, we'll go, God. You say stop, yes, we'll stop. You say move, yes, we'll move. Lay down, yes, we'll lay down. Get up, yes, we'll get up. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah. We just open up our minds and just begin to praise you, God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Get a yes in your spirit. Not, you know, if it ain't from your spirit, it won't even come out your mouth. But get a yes in your spirit on the inside of you. Let the inside of you, when he said from the inside there's a rivers of living water flowing. Let those rivers of living water bubble up inside of you where there's a yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We begin to just praise you. We begin to just worship you. We begin to just magnify your name, Father, and say, oh, come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, God. You are worthy to be honored, Father. We bow down and worship you. That's the point that gets your hands up. You can get on your knees, how humble you need to be, whatever position you need to be in to get to that position with God, where you can just say, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving us, God. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for delivering us from ourselves, God. Hallelujah. That's why we can say yes, Lord, because you deliver us from self, God. Selfish thoughts and selfish plans and selfish ambitions and selfish interests, God. But God, where our mind is set on you, Father. Hallelujah. Set our hearts and affections on you and the things that are in Christ and in heavenly places, Father. We begin to praise you for it right now. We begin to worship you for it right now. And we magnify your name, Father. We glorify your name, Father. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, intercept the plan of the enemy tonight, Father. Every plan, Father, that has, every arrow that's been shot at all any of your children, on the sound of my voice tonight, God, we run the assignment void and know, Father, we ask that the arrow is a boomerang. It turns into a boomerang, and we return it to the sender right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, for the fiery darts. You said that, God, you give us a shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, Father. We thank you that we can operate in that right now, God. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, God, to combat the wiles of the devil, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God, and God, every word spoken against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Father, we thank you that you are our bodyguard tonight. Hallelujah. And you cover us, God. You seal, you protect, Father. And we say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Next voice should be here and be none other than my queen, Miss Maria Payne, giving us words of inspiration. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, we just thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say yes. Yes to your way. Yes to your will, Lord God. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. When you could just say yes to him, it feels so good to be able to just say yes to your Father. Hallelujah. We say yes to so many things that's irrelevant, but to be able to say yes to our Father, glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God. And he is saying tonight, I am a God who heals. I heal broken bodies, broken minds, broken hearts, broken lives, and broken relationships. My very presence has immense healing powers. You cannot live close to me without experiencing some degree of healing. However, it is also true that you have not because you ask not. You receive the healing that flows naturally from my presence, whether you seek it or not. But there is more, much more, available to those who ask. The first step in receiving healing is to live ever so close to me. The benefits of this practice are too numerous to list. As you grow more and more intimate with me, I reveal my will to you more directly. When the time is right, I prompt you to ask for healing of some brokenness in you or in another person. The healing may be instantaneous, or it may be a process. That is up to me. Your part is to trust me fully and to thank me for the restoration that has begun. I rarely heal all the brokenness in a person's life. Even my servant Paul was told, my grace is sufficient for you, when he sought healing for the thorn in his flesh. Nonetheless, much healing is available to those whose lives are intimately interwoven with mine. Ask and you will receive. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from James 4 and 2. Ye have not because ye ask not. 2 Corinthians 12:7-9, to keep me from becoming conceited because of those surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. He's worthy of the praise, and we can just get a few seconds just to worship him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because he's worthy of the praise. He did something for you today. If you're here on this line, if you're here on this air, he's done something great for you because you're able to get on. Hallelujah. That means he woke you up this morning. Hallelujah, and brought you throughout this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my life, in my family's lives, God. I thank you right now for your healing. Hallelujah. In my body, God, and each and every person on this line, body, mind, soul, hallelujah, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are greatly to be praised, and we just give you the glory, honor, and the praise on this evening, on this night. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, and so it is.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We just want to thank you. We give you honor tonight, Father. We give you honor and glory and praise. It all belongs to you, Father. You said, come, let's magnify the Lord. Praise worthy to be praised. Let everything that have breath yet praise you, the Lord. And we just praise your name tonight, God. We praise your name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone is on the sound of my voice have a reason. I got a reason to praise you. Hallelujah. When I woke up this morning with fresh blood running warm through my veins and the activity of my limbs and my joints in place, I woke up, hallelujah, clothed and dressed in my right mind. I woke up with a roof over my head and clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, hot and cold, clean, running warm. I got a reason to praise him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I got to and fro to town, oh, the things I had to take care of today, and you had fuel in my car. Not only that, you let me get home safely, even when there was accidents around, and I seen accidents and didn't see accidents. God, you protected me, God, from danger, hurt, harm, and danger, God, seen and unseen. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Someone said, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. That's what I'm fighting. I just want to tell God I love him more than anything, more than myself, more than my children, more than my wife, more than my mother, more than my siblings, more than my job, more than my career, more than my business, more than this. Lord, I love you more than anything. I want you to just, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. Father, as we begin to move forward in this message, God, that you prepared, Father, that is totally from your table in heaven, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice decrease and let you increase. God, we all ask for forgiveness tonight, Father. We come to a place of repentance tonight, Father, for everything that we said, done, or thought that was against your will, that is against your way, that has grieved your Holy Spirit in any such way, God. We ask for forgiveness for and the heart to forgive anyone who wronged us or hurt us, God. And let not the root of bitterness be in our hearts any longer, God. And God, let the love, God, that you share, God, the love of who you are, God. Yeah, God, be love. That is the love that is enough, God. Because, you know, some love is not enough, but your love is enough. Your love is more than enough, Father. And we begin to thank you in advance for the Holy Spirit take over as I decrease and you increase. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the body of Christ tonight. We give you honor, Father. We give you glory and praise in your Son, Jesus Christ, most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. Said, just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hey, we tonight we want to talk about God and being refined for his glory. We're talking about being refined for God's glory. And here we are in Isaiah, the 48th chapter, right? It says, hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness, for they call themselves after the holy city, and lean on the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. Because I knew that you were obstinate, and your neck was an iron sinew, and your brow bronze. Even from the beginning I have declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I proclaimed it to you. Lest you should say, my idol has done them. See, some of us, we got to realize that we deal with idols that we have set up in our heart. And even in ourselves, even in our own self, we find a way to say, I've done it. When God said, I showed you this way before time, so you can't take any glory. You can't take my glory. You can't take the praise, or you can't take responsibility. You can't say, I'm responsible for this happening. You can't take it. You can't take it. He said, before I came to pass, I proclaimed it to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my carved image and my molded image have commanded them. Here goes God saying in the 6th verse, he said, you have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? Have made you hear new things from the time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, and before this day you have not heard them. Lest you should say, of course I knew them.
Surely you did not hear, surely you did not know. Surely from long ago, your ear was not open. For I know that you would deal very treacherously and would call the transgressor from the womb. David said, who over it? Born in sin, second iniquity. He told you, you're a transgressor from the womb. And he said, Jesus was healed for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions, that we might be healed. He said that, and you are a transgressor from the womb. That's also your name. My name was George the transgressor. For my name's sake, hear what God said. And for his glory, listen to me. I've been changed, sanctified, sealed, healed, delivered, set free. Not for any of my glory, not for nothing, not because I'm great, not because I'm awesome, not for nothing about me, but for his glory. He said, for my name's sake, in verse 9, I will defer my anger, and for my praise, I will restrain it from you, so that I do not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not in silver. How many know what refined means? Refined means that I'm burning all this nonsense off you, all this stuff. I'm cleaning you off. I'm getting this stuff off of you. See, God said, come in Isaiah, when you come, let us reason together. Though your sins are scarlet and red, I'm going to make it your garment white as snow. It's time to change your garments tonight. It's time for God to really move in our lives. It's time for all that stuff. Like he said, oh, wretched man that I am, and I'm a wreck, and I'm this and that. When you begin to look at yourself and you begin to see, hey, self, and especially if you feel that you are righteous and holy, but God said that in your most righteousness, it's just like filthy rags. And so when you really look at yourself as that filthy rag, and you say, God said, I refined you, but not as silver, but I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Why did he do it? He said, for my own sake, I would do it, but how should my name be profound, and I would not give my glory to another? So here's what I'm trying to tell you. You've been saved. You've been sanctified. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. You've been bought with a price. But it wasn't for you. It wasn't for you to get to heaven, but it was for God's glory, for God's glory, for God's culture to be brought to this kingdom on earth. See, for him said, your kingdom come, your will be done. I need some vessels that will represent my kingdom on earth. So I got to refine you. I got to put you in the furnace of affliction. I got to test you. I got to take you through some things. I got to make some things very uncomfortable in your life to get you to a place. I got to take you to a place where some things fall off of you. People fall off you. People move away from you. And I got to get you to a place where I can get to you. Well, I can listen. Well, I told Abraham, I said, Abraham, get me out of the place of your kindred, that country that you know, and get to a place that I have for you, a place that's filled with milk and honey, a place that I have for you with blessings. I got a geographical location that's set up and designed just for you. Get now. And that's what God is saying. And I know it hurts because certain things you got to leave behind. I know it hurts because things that you're going through in the refining process. He said, I've done it, not as silver, but I've done it in the furnace of affliction. So in that furnace of affliction, I'm doing some things in you that is hurting. It's some twisting. It's some aching. It's some pain. It's some shattering. It's some strongholds being shattered. It's some things being lifted. It's strong ties being broken. It's a lot of things that I'm dealing with, and I'm dealing with in you. I'm breaking you. I have you on the potter's wheel. I'm making, I'm molding, I'm shaping, I'm breaking, and I'm taking it and I'm molding, I'm putting it back on the ground, breaking it, and I'm putting it back together. And in all of this, and all this twisting, and all this turning, and all this aching, and I know this affliction is hurting you. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Right now at this time, I'm taking you through some things, but I got to refine you. I got to get you into a place that I can move you from here to there. And when I move you from here to there, from close to blessed to blessed beyond your measures, blessed beyond measures, when I get you to that place, hallelujah, where that place of take no thought, when you begin to walk and you just, all that matters is me and my will and my purpose and my plan and everything else, all the idols that you set up in your heart, all the idols that have been around you, all the idol worship that you've been doing, all these different things that you found pleasure in that has nothing to do with the purpose and the plan and the design and the will that I have for your life. And even in this, yet I show mercy. Even in this, yet I show mercy, not for you, but for my name's sake. That's why your success, that's why you're bound to have success, because I said, for my glory. So for my glory, I told you in Genesis 1 and 20, I made you in my image and after my likeness. So when I look at you, I see my image. I see my likeness. And so my likeness and my image has to succeed. So I'm telling you, for my name's sake, you got to go. You got to be prosperous. You got to have abundant living. So we come to Isaiah, the right 55 chapter, right? Isaiah 55, where he says, listen, for everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you will have no money. Come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. He said, why do you spend money for that, for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. That's what God said. I'm refining you because I'm getting you from doing the frivolous things that you've been doing, those things that mean nothing. See, I got to burn all that stuff off of you. He said, why you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Why in the world are you, he said, the wages of death is sin. The wages of sin is death. Why are you dealing with sin so much when I'm burning out? I want to burn all that off of you. I want to burn lust off you. I want to burn greed off you. I want to burn jealousy and envy off you. I want to burn hatred and I want to burn all these things, unforgiveness off you. I want to burn the lasciviousness off. I want to get all that stuff out of you so I can deposit all these things in you. I want to deposit love and gentleness and kindness and long-suffering and patience and mercy. I want to get to deposit some things in you, but I got to burn some things out of you. I got to remove some things from you. So I put you in a refining state in the furnace of my affliction so that you can go and grow. And he said, even in the pruning process, I had to cut some things away so the plant can grow, so you can sprout up. He said, why continue to deal with things that does not satisfy? Why continue to stay in a place of unsatisfaction when I have things already designed for you? I know what I've had, what I purpose and plan for you. He told Jeremiah 29:11, my thoughts for you were not to have you without a hope, without a future. I had a plan. My plan is for hope and a future. I got plans for you. I know the plans that I have for you. And then he moves on and said that that does not satisfy. He said, listen carefully to me and eat what is good. So what is good? Come. And Jesus told us what eat what is good. He said, man should not live off bread alone, but off every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So begin to eat the word of God. That's what is good. You're a good, good father. That's who you are. So begin to eat his words. Begin to eat his words and chew his words and then swallow his words so that you can regurgitate his words and you know, and help somebody else by the word. And he said, incline your ear. No, he said, hold on, I'm sorry. He said, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. See, God said, I want to take you to a life of abundance. I want to take you to a life of more than enough. I promise you that. He said, there'll be more room that you won't have any room enough to receive it. Because I got so much for you. There's so much in me to give to you. He said, I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. Tonight is the night that God said, I'm calling you higher. Receive, hallelujah, the glory of God. He said, and I'm doing this for my name's sake. Not for you, not because you're so awesome, not that you're magnificent, not that your words are just so eloquent, not that you know how to preach such an awesome word, not that you walk such an awesome walk, but for my name's sake, I'm going to let you be refined for my glory. He said, incline your ear here. Incline your ear and come to me. Here and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. See, God said, I'm calling you. He showed you, even in the charge he gave, he said, I have made you to be disciples to the nations. See, why are you continue complaining about what's going on around you when I told you to disciple the nations? You're supposed to be disciple the nations. Starting in your city, starting in your neighborhood, starting in your home. I don't care where you start. Just start. Begin to start discipling. We start with the only way you can do it is you got to eat the good, what is his word. Eat what is good, the word. And as you begin to eat the word, and you can disciple, you can begin to tell people, this is what thus saith the Lord. Not only when you begin to tell them that, we're in audible time, but you'll begin to tell them that by living it and walking it before them. This is how God say I should live. This is what God is saying, that this is a God kind of life. This is the God kind of life. And you're going to live that life before them. He said, the nations who do not know you shall run to you. See, nations are going to say, hey, you got the answers. You know God. And you know the God that is the Almighty God, the omnipotent one, the omniscient one, the all-powerful one. You know the God of gods. You know the King of kings. You know the Lord of kings. It's all about you. It's something that's inside of you that I need. I need you to deposit some things inside of me that you have from you. I need a touch of that God that you serve. I need a touch of the faith. Peter told the man that was at the gate called Beautiful, who was crippled, He was asking and begging for alms, and Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, you begin to walk. And see, I need that. He said, I told you the disciples of the nations. Nations will run to you, what, for your faith. Nations will run to you for that power that's inside of you, for the anointing that destroys the yoke, that breaks bonds, and all these different things that God, that cast out vain, cast out vain imaginations, that pours down and shatters strongholds, that cast out demonic entities and begin to bind them hand and foot and cast them in out of darkness. That is what I need. That is what I desire. That's inside of you. I need that. How do I get to it? How do I get to God? How do I let God lead me for his glory? Come on, disciple me. Teach me how to be holy. Teach me how to walk in uprightness. Teach me how to live the life that is pleasing unto God. Hallelujah. He said, the nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Then he tells you in the sixth verse, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. See, then you begin to tell him, that's how you begin to tell him, hey, man, you want to know how to get this? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Forsake your way and the unrighteous man in your thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. We got all these. Run to God. Return to God. Run. I remember someone else said, I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, you tell them I'm saved, sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I'm fire baptized. I got Jesus on my mind, and I'm running for my life. You got to get to a point where you're running for your life. They said, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with G, tell them that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my mind, and I'm running for my life. And he's like, hey. All right, then we go. He said, and I'm righteous, my man, his thoughts. Then he returned to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. How many need something? You need some pardon. You need some sins pardoned by God. You need an abundant pardon from God. You need abundant life that God has promised. He said, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I come to give you life and life to the full. I come to give you life and life abundantly. God said, and not only will I give you life abundantly, but I will abundantly pardon every sin that's in your life, every sin that has ruled you in your life. I come to bring you wholeness. I come to show you mercy. I come to let grace abide in your life. I come to pardon you abundantly. Why do you come pardon me abundantly, God? Well, that's simple. I tell you in verse 8, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Then he gets real happy. He said, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. That's what God says. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. God said, I'm taking you higher. He said, this is the word that I give you. What? And listen, hear the word tonight, people. For this is the voice of God. This is the word of God. He said, I come to take you higher. I come to give you abundant living. He said, hey, why shop? And why keep spending? And why keep eating what is not satisfying? You need to satisfy. He said, and if you hear and obey tonight, you will eat the good of the land. And tonight, that's what God said. I want you to eat the good of the land. I don't want you to continue to be devoured. I want to rebuke the devourer in your life. I want to hold back the devourer. I want to hold back the spoiler. And I want you to move in life and life more abundantly. He said, for you to go out with joy and be led out with peace, the mountains and the hills shall break forth in the singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the cypress tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Father, we begin to thank you right now. We begin to praise you. We begin to worship you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Father, even when we look at the suffering of your servant, God. We look at how it pleased you, God, to mar his body, God. How it pleased you, God, to let him wear the crown of thorns upon his head. How it pleased you, God, for him to take the 251 lashes, God. How it pleased you, God, for flesh to be ripped from his body, God. How it pleased you, God, for him to hang on the cross, God, until he give up the ghost, God. For our sake, God, you said, I've done it. I refined you. I allowed you to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit for this reason, right here, for this reason, for my glory. for my glory, and my glory that I won't share with another, for my glory. Hallelujah. And what is exactly your glory tonight, Father? You said it's the culture. Your glory is the culture. It's the way you bring things. You look at kingdom. You look at the kingdom money. You look at how Britain, when they came to countries and they took up with Rome, with Caesar. When Caesar came and he conquered lands and countries, he brought Rome to them. So the culture of Rome was embedded in those nations from that point on. But God said tonight, my culture, hallelujah, I place my glory inside you. So my culture, which is the kingdom of heaven, what goes on in heaven now must take place in earth. And you're going to be my representative. You're going to be a vessel that I use, that I choose to use tonight to represent heaven. And I got heaven right here on earth. But you're going to, yes, you do. But now I want you to represent heaven. I need people to see heaven. I need people to see the healing. I need people to see the miracles. I need people to see the blessing. I need people to see the peace. I need people to see the love. I need the people to see the agape love, the unconditional. I need them to see what is heaven really like. I need them to see I'm not chasing after riches. I need them to see I'm not chasing after things. And things begin to pursue you. Why? Because these things that you chase after, gold and diamond and all these different things, those are just stones and pebbles in heaven. So I want you to say that's minuscule in heaven. That's not even anything that we even have value on. So I need to place value on what really matters, and that's your relationship with me, says the Lord. And I believe that right now that under the sound of my voice, there's several people that say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to say yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your plan, yes to your purpose, God. Yes, God, I will represent heaven, God, on earth. Yes, I'll be a vessel, God, for your glory, God. I would do anything for your glory, God, for the culture of heaven. God, I'll be that vessel. I'll represent God. I'll let them see this is what heaven looks like. Oh, hallelujah, God, I'll be the image of God. You made me in your image and after your likeness. So, God, when you look down on me, you will see that image. You will see the stamp, God. You will see that there comes a guarantee for you are the manufacturer, God. So you're the man who factored me, God. So when I'm messed up, God, I'm jacked up, I got issues, Father, I come back to you tonight, Father. I say, God, hey, fix me, Lord. Fix me, Lord. Hallelujah. Fix me, Lord. And if it takes the furnace of afflictions, if it takes me being refined, if it takes me all these things burning me off, like you had the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace and everything was burning, but God, you protected them. You shielded them for you are our body, God. You are a real God. I say, God, you can do what you got. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. I tell you, try me and see tonight, God. Try me. You said I tried them and I tested them in fire. And in the furnace of afflictions, God, that's who we are. That's what we are. We give you honor tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, we just begin to thank you, Lord. We begin to just praise your name, God. We begin to worship your name, Father. We look at Psalm 66. Psalm 66 begins to tell us, listen. It said, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. See, that's what I'm talking about. Make his praise glorious. I come to praise his name. I come to make his praise glorious. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works? I tell you, it's that time tonight. You need to be, even for the remainder of this week, you need to be reading this scripture here, Psalm 66, this chapter, and begin to praise God for all he is and all he's done, and not even for what he's doing for you, but just because of who you are, God. It said, listen, how awesome are your works? Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. They were telling him, listen, then you begin to talk to your friends and your family and say, come and see the works of God. He is awesome and is doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. That we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who keeps your soul among the living? We just said that tonight. He, not only am I existing, but I am a person that's among the living of God. I'm a living vessel. I'm not an existing vessel. I'm a living vessel. I am a living testimony.
So that's who you are. We're living. You got people that didn't make it tonight. You got people that didn't get to their beds tonight. You got people that didn't wake up this morning. You got people that didn't get to their beds last night. You got people that were shot and killed. And we, you know, you hear on the news all the time, but that wasn't your fate. You got people that turned over in the car accidents. You got people that had road rage and all these different issues, but that was not your portion because God had you sealed. He said, he keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. And here we go, that word again. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our back. There it goes again, affliction. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. That's what God said. I'm going to take you to a wealthy place. I'm going to take you to a place just like I took the Israelites. I took them to a place flowing with milk and honey. Just like I told Abraham, I took them to a place that was called blessing and more blessings. That even when I said, even in blessing, I will bless thee. See, that was the word he said, and none of this stuff, my word won't return to me void. He told Abraham, even in blessing, I will bless thee. And that's what God is saying tonight. Even in blessing, I will bless thee. Listen, I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Hear what God is saying in the 16th verse. Come in here, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. That's what David said. I will declare what he has done for my soul. Can you declare tonight what God has done for you? And so, you know, they said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. Can you say, you ought to have been there when he saved my soul, when he put my name on the roll, and I started running, and I started singing, I started shouting, I started clapping, and I say, oh, what the Lord has done for me. Can you declare what he has done for your soul? And there's that I began to cry to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not hear. And see, that's the thing about the refining piece, that the iniquity that's in our heart, the sins that's been in our heart. God said, I'm dealing with that sin tonight. I'm dealing with what's been inside of you. I'm dealing with that thing that you hold so dear that has hindered you from being what I desire you to be, that has stopped you from flowing the way I want you to flow. I'm dealing with that thing tonight. He said, the Lord will not hear, but certainly God has heard me. For he's attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. So here's the word. Hey, listen, he said, man, I will declare of the goodness of Jesus. I will declare of his works. I will declare of his mighty works that he has decreed upon my life. I will say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. And I magnify your name. You're worthy. You're so holy. You're so magnificent. You're so wonderful. And for this I give you praise. For this I give you praise. I dare you tonight to just begin to just praise your God. And if he mean anything to you, if he done anything for you, begin to just praise him and tell God how much he means to you. And begin to show God, hey, God, I thank you, God. I thank you for saving me tonight. I thank you for filling me with the Holy Spirit. I thank you for delivering me from myself, God. I thank you, God, for saving my loved ones, my unsaved loved ones, God. I begin to begin to speak a thing. You got unsaved loved ones that you want say, begin to pray. God, I pray for them. God, I pray that the spirit of addiction leave their lives. God, I pray for the spirit, God, of rebellion to leave their lives. I pray for the spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of Ahab, God, and the Leviathan spirit, God, and the Python spirits. I pray that marine spirits and spirits of the forest. I pray all these things begin to leave their lives. And the loved ones, God, those that you got that I hold so dear to my heart, God, that don't know you as their Lord and personal Savior, God, begin to save them, God. Begin to sanctify them. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God, and begin to do a thing in me, God. Begin to still work in me, God. I'm a work in progress, God. Begin to work these things out of my life, God. Begin to remove those things that I hold so dear, God. And God, even the idols that I have set up in my heart, God, I turn them over to you tonight. I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now. And we're going to read this First Peter, the first chapter. And here we go. We're going to start in the third verse. I want to go to first verse. To the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. We talk about the sprinkling of the blood. I got to talk about the sprinkling right now as we talk about the refining piece, and we talk about the suffering of his servant. We talk about how we got to this place of salvation, how we got to this place of being representatives of God's glory. We look at the sprinkling of the blood of Abel, and how it cried out from the ground. And because when he cried out from the ground, God said, Cain, what have you done to your brother Abel? And Cain was like, am I my brother's keeper? But the blood of Abel cried out from the ground. So when I look at the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, that cries out louder than the blood of Abel. When you got the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, and that got to move something. That got to move God's heart. And I'm saying that that's on you. You sprinkling the blood of Jesus from the crown of your head to the very sole of your feet. And you say, the blood of Jesus, 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 the blood of Jesus. Then it just begins to come over you till it begins to just flow through your body, that you say, there's been a blood transfusion that came to me, and I'm filled with the blood of Jesus Christ. That the blood of Jesus flows to me, flows to my veins. It flows, God, from the crown to the very sole of my feet. It flows from my heart to my lungs and all around, and it pumps, God, as a vessel. And it's the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Here we are, right? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that go to the affliction, that the tenderness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, we can refine it, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him yet believing, you rejoice with your joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And that's what it's all about. It's about receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Rejoice in this. Be exceedingly glad. Have joy. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. We honor your name this night. For God, this is the day that you have declared for us, God. This is the day that you pray, God, and we give you honor for it, God. We thank you right now. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. And say, come, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we honor you. And you are awesome and magnificent and wonderful. And this we praise you, God. This we give you praise. This we give you honor. In Jesus' most holy and righteous name we pray. And so it is. You messed up. The time is shut down. It's over.